We're here to, as a town council meeting and a public hearing regarding our budget for 2026-2027. So to start off, if you're following the agenda, to start off, roll call. Ah, Matt's here.
Sorry about that.
We've got Henry, Debbie is here, Matt Jepson, myself, and Ed Ash. Scott Ross and Cheryl Bergen is all here, so we've got a full town council in attendance. The agenda is that we will have a presentation of the proposed fiscal year 2026-27 budget, where Ron will go over the different general funds, planning, zoning, enterprise. I won't list them all, but he will go through those. And after he has gone through those and we've have any questions or issues to bring up, we'll do that then, and then we'll open it to a public hearing to motion for our budget and, again, any discussions that we have. I think Ron will also bring up the salaries and adjustments and those types of things as well. And then we will finish with a consideration of action on the budget resolution and adjourn our budget meeting, our budget hearing. So, Ron, would you like to start us off?
Well, again, I do want to thank you guys for being proactive still, and that your selected departments and you guys reaching out to me trying to find out what you cover. So it does help that you guys do that. So I think there'll be a little bit more review. It shouldn't take as long, but I'd like to go over just each area. And if you're having questions or you want to talk about it, or you feel it's not right, please let us know, as I did send this out to you guys. There'll only be minor changes from what you've seen, but just going down the taxes, we do know the certified tax rate, which should be approved tonight. The certified tax rate came out to $356,000. I did put about $6,000 on that. Top of that, the reason why is every year it's been about the property tax rate. At the end of the year, when the certified tax rate has been, we usually get about $6,000 more. I don't know if it comes through personal property taxes. I don't know if it's people filing late as a consequence, but it has had a little bit more. So these numbers I feel very comfortable with, and those are the taxes and what we have projected and seen from the last year's results. So I feel comfortable with those numbers here. And then building permits and everything here, business beer licenses, animal licenses. Again, these apply to people needing business licenses and temporary business licenses for the valid days. So these are things, again, projecting and seeing what's happening. You get a little more temporary business licenses for these. This one's temporary business licenses. We've had a few more people want to live out of these. They want to participate. So I feel comfortable with these numbers as well here. And, you know, we're already looking like we're going to maybe have more houses. So I think we projected 11 houses. I think we will hit 11 houses next year. So we just have two people. We just put in two houses for next year. I know that's just part of it. I mean, we put building permits. But we said we have two houses for next year. They each sell today. I only have them paid by July 1st. So those numbers, just starting off, I think we're off to a good start for building permits. Zoning and submission fees, I feel a little bit less. I think we're a little ambitious in the past. We did get really high numbers last year, but it's just going off this year. It's just small things. You never know what people are going to want to do. So I don't get too ambitious with that. Cemeteries, again, we're getting $18K this year, so I put it $16,250. I know we opened a bit more of a plot, but I still think a lot of people are doing, they're dying or they're buying cemetery plots. So I think that number is reasonable. Police reports, challenger coins, selling more challenger coins, and people donating the flags. I think all those numbers are reasonable where they're at. I mean, the number you want to compare them to is on the left. Some are higher, some are a little bit lower. But the main one is the left are the actual results from previous year, and this is next year. I mean, I guess the one in the middle is what we plan on for this year, but we did make an amendment to some of those. The fines and forfeitures, it's kind of hard to tell. I'm hoping ambitiously that we will get that number for next year. And so I'm hoping for that. Going down, we're supposed to get that grant. I hope so, because we've got to start working on that road. So that grant will be very helpful. We'll get a new main street. I know that new main street, there was one or two people that were complaining about getting a new main street, but came and talked to us, but then that main street would be a good thing for the town. So that's a good thing. ARPA grant funds, we got that ARPA fund back in COVID, and that we're recognizing that our income of that towards our main street. BNC roads, we're recognizing some of these things. These are things we actually get from the state, and so lots of these things are just either grants or things we get from the state. A liquor fund allotment we get from the state. Boxer County Fire, we're holding onto their brush trucks. I'm trying to get hold of the fire marshal that we should get back in December, because we are holding onto their brush trucks, and they have given this to us in the past. And then we have a cemetery grant. I know Sharita helped somebody else, and that being Henry's been on that too. We are getting a cemetery grant. And I changed that number to 9,000, because it was 9,038 or
9,083.
Yeah, it was 9,000. So I did update that from when it was on your guys. This small difference. One of these might change in the TV site rental if we get Verizon, and we're working that out with Verizon. But if it does change, it'll be towards the end of the year, but we might have some more TV site rental. Interest earnings, I'm still thinking that number is probably reasonable, just because interest rates have gone down a little, and maybe a little bit less in our bank account. I don't know well, but it definitely I've seen a little bit of a change. We were ambitious. But yeah, I think that number is reasonable there. Impact fees, I did those for 11 houses, so those numbers are correct. Going down, celebrations, fundraisers. I've talked to Cheryl about that a little bit and did come up with that number, and then the impact fees of the roads. Those numbers, a lot of those are calculated on, or the impact fees are these are calculated on how many houses we'll sell. And we're trying to determine celebrations and the valley days, but those numbers are reasonable. Okay, these contributions and transfers, I just want to talk about these really quick. This one was from road impact fees from the past. We need to spend some, we have to spend so much for that grant. So this one is road impact fees that we just transferring over that we need to spend for to help pay for the road. So we have some general road impact fee that we have to spend. And so I'm saying we're transferring that over from our PTIF general account to spend the money we need to. We have to use it eventually. It's a use it or lose it, but yeah, we obviously if it's 6 years, you have to pay it back to the people. So that one there, we are just paying our part towards the main street grant. Another one is the BNC rolls. It's a restricted fund, and it's been getting, we get more than we spend on it, so I'm transferring over some of that from the BNC restricted fund to help for the main street. The police grant we've already got, we're just recognizing our yearly, there was a yearly, like, I can't remember what it was, like a warrant on that, or it was a six, we paid for it all initially, and there was so much we had to recognize each year, and so that's just recognizing the revenue side and the expense side on that one. And then the purchase of the fire truck, we recognized that, I think, last year, we're just going to carry over. So the only two I really wanted to talk about was, we also have a restricted fund for cemetery. So the cemetery was, again, we have so much our restricted fund for cemetery, and we're expanding the cemetery, right? So some of that I just want to take from that restricted fund, because we have to pay so much into the grant, we have so much into the cemetery. So I kind of talked about the cemetery and the parks. We have a lot in our general fund balance, and we had a little more expenses in cemetery, so I just said we're taking it from our general fund of like $1.3 million to cover some of the parks and the cemetery. Just because we have so much in that general fund, and we're trying to cover the revenue and expenses, trying to meet in the middle. So that's why I just said.
So everything that you have listed there under the general fund is coming out of that $1.3 million. Is that what you're saying?
It's coming out of what?
It's coming out of that 1.3 to come into.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not. These are all impact fees. Well, sorry, I guess it is. The role impact fees is not. It's a PTIF account. It's a separate account. It's your impact fee account. It's a separate general account.
Okay.
So you have your general account, which is just your general account itself, and then you have a role impact fee account.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a PTIF account in the general. So this one's coming out of your PTIF account here, and...
But it says general fund. Is that a problem?
No. Okay. Your general fund balance. So it's not a problem. I can say contribution general fund balance, but it's coming from your role impact fee. So it's the general fund balance, but it's the general PTIF account.
Okay.
The other ones, however, they're coming from your general fund balance. I guess it can be 1.3 million, but in a way, when it's all said and done, your revenue is probably going to be more than your expense at the end of the year. I'm just recognizing immediately we are trying to get them out of your general fund.
Okay.
At the end of the year, I'm pretty sure, well, I guess we'll wait and see, but yes, right now we're kind of initially taking them out of restricted funds in your general fund account. These, you have to take them out eventually, because if not, they're going to say, well, you have so much in your general fund, you're not using. So the 1.5 for me, and I wanted to point out, is the restricted fund and the cemetery. The parks wasn't, I was saying, we have a little bit more. I could call it parks, I could call it something else. I was talking to me the other day, I was just saying, hey, we can have a little bit of more expense than revenue. So this 1.3 million, I wanted to contribute to something, I just called it the parks. It's not necessarily coming directly out of the parks, I just wanted to contribute towards something. I hope that makes sense. Do you have any other questions about that, anybody? Before I go farther down. Okay, we go on to the next one.
Remind me what that middle column is again?
Middle column, if you go farther up, I can show you on one.
Yeah, on this one, sorry. What's the left column then?
The left column was your actual results from the previous year.
Okay, that's all right.
And then the middle one was your adopted budget for the last year.
Okay.
And then we had an amended budget for it. So let's see here.
So our adopted budget for, I think it was... Yeah, the parks was $47.92, and we're moving that up to
$25,000? Yes. Okay. Yes. Again, these ones all are something you eventually have to use, the $154,000
ones. Yeah, I get the road ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so going back over, and move back all the way over to the left. Okay, so going down, talking about the expenses here, you got your administrative budget. I think we're a little ambitious with that last year. There's a couple things we want to work on is bringing our supplies down. I work with this, she works on administrative in general. I think we can bring our supplies down a little and a couple other things. Although we're going to talk about raises, even with raises, we should be able to bring that budget down a little bit. We saw some areas where we're like, hey, we can bring this down and still have raises happen. I was a little ambitious at 359, but I still think there's some areas we can improve our administrative. And then you have your insurance. We already talked about insurance then, and it shouldn't change very much to the next year. Then you have professional services. Right now, I think that's a reasonable push. Right now, this year, I think we're going to hit $67,000. As I said, this was our projected budget. We had an amended budget that was different. And then you have your maintenance. Judicial court, building improvements, surveillance and wiring, okay. So, of all these, just thinking here, we feel pretty good about these numbers. The ones with building improvements, we only spent $350 this year. We were talking about kind of something with building improvements next year, maybe bringing some downstairs up here, some box from down there. So, okay. Going farther down, the police department, he's talking about his budget and we can hit that number. He actually talked about how you can maybe bring that down 1,000, even farther down than that. And still, he's the vehicle. That's that grant from above that 2813. So all it was saying was a contribution. That's not going to actually affect your budget. So that 2813, What you're doing is you're going to do a journal entry, because you already paid for that one. You're going to say, hey, journal entry 2013 against your expenses. So, and then you got a fire department, they're not changing their budget. And they're just doing a carryover of that $20,000 for the fire engine that they're going to buy. But they're not changing it at that. Then you got your BNC roads here. Again, we are putting a little more into BNC roads as far as spending, because we just got that main street. And I think we just pay it and pay it. I would imagine, I haven't talked to Mark directly about this for affirmative, but I think we want to try and get it all done. Just do it all in 1 year, I'd hope. And so if we're doing it all in 1 year, we're going to spend a little bit more and pay our percentage to get that done. And the thing is, maybe all the BNC we get that year, we're planning on spending all that we get from the state in the 1 year. And then you have the ARPA funds down here at 49,972. We have had that spent by December. That's also going to be a journal entry. So you saw that one above, it's just a journal entry. We recognize and already received it against an expense. So those two up above in the contributions are actually just journal entries. We're not actually taking those out of the general fund. So no money's coming out of your general fund. As far as like actual cash coming out of a bank account, I should say.
Ron, but for my benefit, I'm not sure what B and C is. What is that?
So B and C rolls is what happens is every month or every 2 months, they give you money. It's a large amount. So every year they're giving us probably about $180,000. But it's a restricted fund that goes towards BNC roads, and most roads are BNC. But you have to spend on BNC roads.
But what does BNC mean?
They're classified roads.
This is a classification?
Yeah, classification of the BNC roads. They have a few that aren't, and those are your roads that probably don't. They're dirt roads. But yeah, and it's really kind of handy because like they're allowed, you can spend it towards plowing your roads, you can spend it towards wages when they're working on the roads. But the when I came in my first year, I wasn't classifying everything towards it, so the restricted fund is getting larger, and so now if they're working on the roads, I classify towards that, and if they're anything that I can classify towards B and C, I will.
So is Main Street a B or a C road? Okay.
Yeah, almost like probably 95% of our roads are B and C. Okay, parks and tourism grant. G's all figured out, and cemeteries, again, there was that contribution towards cemeteries to match this number and the grant. But all these here, and then we talked about splitting these, and they have $1,500 going towards trails. And this was impact fees on how much we wanted to allow to be spent towards impact fees. But all these here, I'm just trying to think. I've spoken about these and splitting these up towards the individual parks. I think all these numbers, I feel good about. If you guys have any questions about them, let me know.
We have projects assigned to those parks for that $10,000.
I know the ones ambitious. Keith,
Well, we've got at least two parks that are definitely ambitious, and I think Keith is going to be coming and talking to council about what he's wanting to do. When it comes to Main Street Park, Karen is also working on another grant specifically for Main Street Park. Not sure where we're at on that one yet.
I think initially, Karen was a little concerned, but I said, hey, we do have $30,000 in impact fees. So if you are trying to build a new project, you're trying to build a new playground, or trying to put in something new, those impact fees can go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a good thing. So clearly they can split that up among them. And that brings us down to just emergency preparedness and youth council. And I think every time those kids come in, they enjoy that youth council. I didn't add more, but I think they're liking it. Because that wasn't being done for a while. And I don't hold that against anybody, but the kids like it now. So if you're looking now with all that, your revenue is matching your expenses. So.
And you're thinking the amended budget, column D at the bottom line, we come in a little bit below that.
Which one?
Well, the adopted budget for this fiscal year will end in a few weeks. commission. I just want to know if some of the numbers that you thought were still a little bit conservative in these areas.
Yeah, these are definitely conservative numbers.
So I just look at the bottom line.
No, see, yeah, you have...
It looks like we're making a little bit of a step down from current fiscal year, but in reality, I don't think it's going to be that much different on it.
So you're talking about the last year?
No, the expenditures. And
so which one of them? So you got $3,119,000 for your revenue.
All the way to the bottom again. Sorry, I'm going too quick. But I was just looking at
this number.
Yeah, those numbers. See, we're coming down a little bit, but in reality, you're saying that we're probably going to be a little bit.
So that's your total expenditures, but your revenue is that number too.
Yeah.
He's talking about column D.
No, I'm talking about current year. You were saying when we went through that some of the expenditures probably not going to be that much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying,
and then with your amended budget, that's where I would like to imagine if some of these numbers change, you can go ahead and say, hey, we have some, we contribute towards something.
Yeah, I'm just saying that for the people in the audience.
Well, the whole thing is you wait to see how people expand. I just don't know what's going to happen. But there's been some talks with some people, which I think they've been honest. And I love when department heads come and talk to me, but they're like, hey, and then you see how they start to spend. But some people have really tried to tighten up their budgets. Yeah. But I mean, I can't get down to the nitty gritty with every little line of people. I could, but I'd keep a lot of time for some people. So.
Well, as you pointed out, when you started things, you've had a lot of good input, and you've done a good job reaching out to.
Like the department said, I think the board was very open with me about what their expenses would be.
Yeah.
I think police department was. I think Marcus was too. The hard part of Marcus is he's so busy, but he was. I think you guys talked with him, which I'm going to go to the next ones. But yeah, I think people were open with me about what they're going to spend. As long as you don't have anything really freakish happen. And we're good to go. And if something really freakish happened, you'd have to put that on the mint budget. I mean, the only thing that really crazy happened that happened last year was kind of crazy, was that water well thing. And other than that, I don't think anything really crazy happened last year. So, okay. I was going to move to the water fund. I'm going to talk about this here. I think you guys are going to talk in a next meeting. But I just want to mention briefly that Scott's done a good thing. I don't know who you spoke to, but we have considered, or we're considering raising the rates of water. The rates of water have not changed since at least 2011 that we came up with.
At least 2020, we know that for sure.
No, but we come back. I know that went back to 2014.
Yeah, and there was
the tier's not changed, but we know the base rate has not changed since at least 2014. So I know other towns and cities have been encouraged to change their rates every year. I don't know if they've proposed that to you guys, but I understand the state tries to encourage you to change them every year. So I know you guys are going to talk about it later. I did talk to the auditor, and the auditor says even if you haven't changed your rates before the budget meeting, you should present what the town is considering doing. And then obviously you need to amend it later or approve it later. But yeah, I was kind of surprised when we went back to 2014. I know for sure it hasn't been changed. So,
thanks, Ruth.
So I'm putting in what, I don't know who the lady was you spoke with, but I'm putting in the proposed rates that were considered in the charges. So this is what we came up with for our operating revenue. And if you look at it, even with the change rate, just because our interest would go down, I mean, I guess our interest would increase a little bit more. So maybe our interest could change a little bit more to be higher rates. That I had not considered that as much. This probably could raise, I know I'm changing this all the time, Pam, but I would like to change that to 96.5 because you're going to have more in your bank. However, it's not substantially more than what it was actual rates previously. So, but going down, that would be our operating revenue. And then, I don't know what's going on with my phone. But then going down, just going down here to the expenses, this is what we would like to, we felt looking over the numbers, we felt very comfortable about these numbers. So, we feel very good about these expense numbers, judging off what we saw happen this year and other themes. I don't know if I went over these with you, everyone individually, but I know we did discuss these numbers and feel very comfortable about what these numbers might be. So with these numbers here, so that would be that one, this one, and then we'll go down and discuss ones down here. We are still going to be finishing up the water tank. The water tank will offset, because you're going to recognize your assets into and your impact fees. And impact fees collected, again, that's for 11 houses, your connection fees. And this total would be your net income. The net income would be less than last year's net income, but still, it would be, it would be last year's fiscal year. This year's fiscal year, we don't know the results to yet. But this is something that me and Scott spoke about, and so that is water. Does anybody have questions about water?
When are we going to get more of it?
Pardon?
When are we getting more of it?
Well, I don't know, because, you know,
as soon as we drill another well.
I know. Right? This is off topic, but they said Marcy had two of these years in a row, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this year we can handle one of these, but two in a row, they can't.
Right.
So people sometimes just get optimistic. I think we start praying. So, okay. All right, sewer. I went over this with Matt right after last meeting, I think, and we did not want to change the rates on sewer. We've dealt with some issues with our conflicting buddy, and so we have had to raise the rates, and we decided not to. But this would be what our operating revenue would be, and then here's what we project for our expenses, and then down here, depreciation and impact fees collected again for 11 houses. What we want to do, we have to spend those capital expenditures, but obviously if we spend them, we're hoping with Mark's finding things, we're going to obviously spend on things that would be beneficial to the town, so that would cancel itself out. And I was wrong on that on the amended budget, but I did talk. I mean, I submitted it and talked to you guys about that after, but that would be our net income right there for sewer. Does anybody have any questions about sewer? I am trying to move forward because I know there's things that have to be presented. Okay, I'm going to go to garbage fund. I talked to Henry about this. We had, a proposal for garbage.
It's a contract.
We were contracting them. So we were contracting them. They've been raising our rates. And I was not aware of it. I don't know if Brenda was, but I had not been aware they've been raising our rates. And so we were wondering why our net income was getting lower every year because they've been raising our rates on us.
And that was in the contract. It was
5%.
5% annually. And we haven't raised the rate on the cans internally since 2022.
Since 2023. So. So, with that being the case, we wanted to raise the rates. I guess you can talk about in that meeting.
Yeah, we already got over the $2 on the
garbage cans and $1 per second. And so that would change our net income there. I'm going to change this one too because you're going to have more interest. She'll have more in there. But I'm going to change it to that. So I am changing that because it would only make sense you're going to have more in your bank. So that would change that.
The nice thing is you kind of always tell your FY26 rates into 27 and then it'll go up to 5%.
Yeah, they did hold them for 1 year. But we've been dealing with going down for a couple of years. So this would be your operating revenue, and this is going to be your operating expense. And feel pretty good about those numbers. We see a lot of those things and the consistency on them. And after comparing for multiple years, and that's going to be your net income. This is a really tight budget. But usually since we don't have to do a lot with garbage, I mean, you don't have broken lines for garbage and other things. Yeah, unless you have a lot of expenses in garbage. So it's not like I don't think you're going to have anything freakish happening in garbage.
nice thing too is they pick up the additional garbage cans that the city has for free.
So yeah, they do as our contract.
They don't charge us for the city owned cans.
If you look at our expenses or anything, there's contractual services and like personal services for like our workers here. Other than that, you don't have anything free, just vegetable lines or something. Water and sewer can have that. So I think that's a very clear budget or safe budget. So other than that, I'm just looking at the way this is written here. I don't know if you guys want this, there was something you guys, the payers, you wanted to talk to before we go down to budget adjustments. Or something you guys wanted to bring up. Anybody on town council? Talking about the part about motion to open public hearing. Oh yeah, you guys bring up the public hearing.
That'll be the public
hearing. But I think we should talk about the budget adjustments and COLA and employee salary before that.
Okay.
But I don't know if anybody else had anything you guys wanted to present.
So I was going to show a basic proposal for the water rate increase. Do you guys want to see that?
Okay. Are you going to do that here or at the town council?
I'm asking you where you'd like to do that. Where should it be done?
Let's do it in town council because we have to have a separate hearing for the water increase.
Okay. No problem.
Did these numbers in the water assume this raise or no?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was...
excuse me. This assumes the proposal.
I did the water and the garbage.
So if the proposal doesn't approve, then we'll have to move these numbers back down. And we'll.
If we approve the budget and you change the, don't approve the water.
We'll amend it.
We will have to eventually do an amended budget. That's what we'll have to do.
Okay.
Everybody looks tired around here.
It's been a long day.
Well, that means if you work and then you come to this.
Well, and the other part is, and I do want to acknowledge this, I think all of you guys, all of the town council worked really close with Ron. Ron was very patient with all of us, and a lot of this stuff we've gone through so many.
You've seen multiple.
So many darn times.
And he was almost as close last time, I know.
So from that aspect, I think we're like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, you're addressing this. Yeah, but his water thing is right here. This is that's why you see an increased amount from year to year. And when he presents it, you'll see reasoning behind. Okay, well, if nobody else has anything to present, I think we move down to budget adjustments, and then maybe do the public hearing comments after. Or we want to do them before, or is it we want to do them after?
I don't think we have to change anything in the agenda to do this, do we?
Mm-mm. It's up to you.
No, let's go ahead and do the budget adjustments, and then we'll have the hearing.
Yeah, I'm not trying to tell you how to do it.
I just want to make sure I'm not going to do it incorrectly if it's not following the exact order of the agenda.
Okay. Well, so there's three things with budget adjustments. Or, sorry, with salary adjustments. It was supposed to have a COLA. We can talk about COLA first. It was proposed for a COLA of 4%. And I don't know what the state or county COLA is, but I think we have pushed for a COLA because everybody here feels like, hey, we're a little bit under. And so I think the best way to appease people is with a COLA of 4%. And so that was proposed COLA. I guess I don't have to give all the reasons why, but we did present that to the mayor, and that is, I feel, very feasible to do a COLA of 4%. And we did a full COLA of 4% last year, but I think that's way too appease people around here. So definitely doing a COLA of 4%. So that was the first thing I was going to mention. And then there was three people that was different than that. The first one was Eric Waters, was given a raise to 7%. He got hired right after a COLA 2 years ago. And he got hired, and most of the time people get a probationary period offer, and they get a raise. He
he never got his probationary period and a raise. So he went a whole year, got a COLA, and then went a whole other year. And so he's like, well, I can get a probationary period to meet with somebody and get my provincial raise. And it was common with a lot of employees. So he kind of feels like, so I can see where that was coming from. And so that was...
Well, it was 2 years without a COLA.
No, he got one COLA in between.
Okay.
But he did not get that probationary period, so you kind of 2 years with one COLA. So he's like, I feel like, you know, a probationary period most of the time was like a, for most people I don't know, but it's usually a pretty decent raise. So he feels he can get his first probationary period to present himself and show why he deserved a raise. He's in the certificate trainings with Rural Waters and the other things that the person before him did those and got a raise, and he did not get that opportunity to present himself. And so that was the reason behind that. And then, so I guess you can present all three, and you can vote on them after, or you can vote on them individually. Do you want to vote on them individually?
We'll vote on them individually.
Okay. So do you want to vote on the COLA first?
Well, we can't. We'll have to do it during the public hearing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you guys did. Okay. And then the last one was exemption. There was two people that were hired to an exemption status and are changed to an exemption status. That was Marcus and me. And one reason was, well, Marcus, hours, it was very difficult for him timing in and out. And Marcus felt frustration with that, but also one reason with his overtime hours was getting, it seemed kind of, it was kind of hectic. And so the mayor was considering, after talking to the advice from his people, even a previous mayor said, hey, why don't you just make him exempt? And that would appease that situation with, hey, you have to keep track of his time clock and other things you run into. And his overtime, his time sheet is very difficult to keep track of. So there was a consideration for the exemption status for him. Also, exemption for me. I was like, they asked me if I wanted to exempt and take on a different opportunity with exemption, which I was also, I kind of wanted to do that because sometimes I'm working, every quarter I'm working very long, and then there's times there's a short, so I'm like, okay, well that might be an opportunity for me to go home earlier. So I kind of like the idea of exemption. So we were both considering exemption status. I'm also going to take on a different title with some of the things I signed. We consider both as an exemption status at 12%. But we factor in our overtime hours where Marcus' overtime hours stays the same, and I would take on less overtime hours at a 12% increase for both of us. So all three of those are presented to you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Questions?
Are
all members
going to
be
into
the administrative part of what
we're doing? Yes. They're all figured in administrative. What I tried to do is where Marcus is working the way he is. I did proportionately. He's going to do water, sewer, garbage. I figured those in. In fact, those into his already. And I did mine as well, but I do like, I do 2%, not 2%, a portion of mine just as water, but the rest, or sorry, general and water, but I split them up. So they're all factored in there, and they're going to see, like, oh, so we're going to increase your budget. It's all been factored in. All the races, all the clothes are factored in, too, and that's why I said this should be able to be handled and taken in. So. Okay.
We good?
You yes.
Any other questions we haven't solved in the last 16 meetings that we've had on this, it feels like?
I hope I got to mention one more thing because it has to be approved and maybe you can combine it. It's just, well, I guess it can include, we just got to make sure, you know, it, yeah, the call of the judge has got to be approved. So, yeah.
Okay. So call that out separately.
I think you just want to mention it separately. So it's just, hey, when we're doing the call, we're also going to call it to the judge.
All right.
So,
I think that ends that portion of our review for the 2026-27, and what we're going to do now is open this meeting now for a public hearing. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide the public with an opportunity to review and comment on our proposed Manaway 2026-27 budget before the town council considers the adoption of that budget. The budget serves as the town's financial plan for this upcoming fiscal year. It outlines anticipated revenues, expenditures, and funding priorities for municipal services and operations. So, can somebody please present a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing. I'll second it.
Any opposed? With that, I open it to the public for comments on the proposed fiscal year 2026-27 budget. You have all been able to review and see it. Is there any comments, concerns, questions, either received in through mail or anyone here that wants to bring up any of those concerns? We have gone through and discussed the budget. We have reviewed any public hearing comments, which there was none. We have reviewed the budget adjustments and also talked about the proposed employee salary adjustments for Eric Waters, Ron Wallace, and Marcus Abel. We also discussed the cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, for the employees of 4%, with including Judge Nelson into that COLA. What we're doing now is we want to consider the possible approval of our budget and the resolution 2026-618, adopting the fiscal year 2026-27. Final budget and establishing appropriations for municipal operations. Anyone want to make a motion to approve this?
I'll make a motion that we approve the things we've discussed tonight. I need to list all those things.
I think I listed them all.
I'll make a motion that we approve.
I'll second the motion.
Any opposed? All in favor, I should say, and everybody has to vote.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, no nays. The motion passes. The resolution, budget resolution for 2026-27 fiscal year passes. We need a motion to adjourn.
A motion to close the public hearing for the proposal fiscal year review.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Well, it passes, and the vote to adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for attending. Thank you all for your hard work.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
We did.
We just did.
We just did.
I did.
And we voted. Okay. Thanks.